this is it. I got a package from YouTube and we're gonna do a quick unboxing of what's inside this package here. So I haven't opened this. That's why yung unboxing, di ba? How funny would that be if the name here addressed this, not my name, or typed in the wrong. Okay, this is it. Got the foam here. It says here from YouTube, do you remember your first subscriber, your 100th or your 1,000th subscriber? Chances are you do, and we know that you definitely remember your 100,000th subscriber. Actually, I don't. Your fans may have found you while searching YouTube, learned about you through a friend, or maybe you showed up as a recommended video, which I'm very thankful for, because for recommended, we get that like 50% of the time, and that's why I'm very thankful that YouTube gives me up on their algorithm. So don't give up on me, guys. No matter how they came to your channel, fans stayed and their numbers increased because of your unique voice and the excitement of being part of the growing community that you established. So we are thrilled to see the development of your community and are proud to honor your impressive milestone of reaching 100,000 subscribers with a Silver Creator Award. Congratulations! Woo-woo! Fireworks. We know that you have many more stories to share with your community. Oh yeah, we're just getting started, guys. We're at almost 500 videos already in the past year, less than 2 years. And we know that your fans can't wait for you to engage and amaze them with more of your commitment and creativity. Keep creating, keep building. We can't wait to see what you'll do next, and we're here to support you along the way. And who knows, when you reach a million subscriber, we may just write to you and ask, do you remember your 100,000 subscriber? Still don't. Yours sincerely, Susan Wojcicki. She's the CEO of YouTube, guys. I'm sorry. My apologies. Thank you, Susan. And thank you to YouTube for sending this. Congratulations on your subscriber milestone. We are honored to take part in recognizing your achievement and want your experience to be exceptional. This award was inspected and packaged with great care by Rick. Thank you, Rick. If your award was damaged during shipping, okay, it's not damaged. I looked at it. Return it, so no need. Thank you to Society Awards. They're the ones who fixed this. So here it is, guys. Here. Share your creation by allowing your team to personalize creator award. So here it is, presented to Antonio Aguirre Jr. for passing 100,000 subscribers YouTube. Quick shout out, thanks to my team behind the scenes that have worked tirelessly on my content. Jardine, Carlo, Claude, who's worked on this as well. Originally, just you and Claude. And to tell you a quick fact about this, I've gone to 4 editors since 2017. I've always tried to have my own YouTube channel and been on and off, on and off. Been so hard. I came from one editor, you know, messed up. Another editor was like, it was super horrible, the editing. Another one didn't even put out content, and the other one just got money from me. No content whatsoever. So nothing really came out of it. I just gave up. So I turned to just doing my own podcast. With the podcast, it was super spontaneous. Just straight up podcast. Just me, 3 cameras. Actually, 2 M50 Canon cameras and 1 Samsung Note phone as my 3rd camera. And then 1 microphone and just guests. It was in my Makati office back then, and this is how I started. And I felt that, you know, that was the only thing I could do. And it was so difficult to actually create content. Like, I remember the first sit down solo content I was doing. If you scrolled back to the first video that I made here, I wouldn't sound like this. My voice would be so pitchy, and I was so conscious about how I say things. I would be so worried about what I would say. Like, I was totally almost reading like a script. No, it's day and night. And I feel like there's still a lot more things that I can improve on. I'm always going to be a work in progress. For anyone asking or anyone doubting themselves that they can't do it, don't doubt yourself, because all you have to do is start. You know, start with something, start offering something that you feel that can bring value to someone. Because if you're targeting everyone, you're not targeting anyone. That's what I would say. So create content that's straight up focused on one thing and one thing alone, and then go on from there. Don't try to do so many things all at the same time, because no one remembers someone that does too many things. Like, focus on just one thing that you can keep on doing over and over and over again, and then it becomes muscle memory for you. And then from there, try to do other things different. When we started, we were just doing me sitting down. We tried doing standing up. You know, you tried different types of editing. You know, I would look anemic sometimes on the screen. Sometimes it looked so dark. Sometimes the mic audio was so horrible that we wouldn't put up an episode. Sometimes our lights just don't do justice. We would use the cheapest lights, you know, $40 type of lights. Now we've improved sort of with our lights. And, you know, don't say that when I get the best camera, or when I get the better lens, when I get a nicer microphone, or when I get, you know, better lights, I'll start. No, start off with the most obvious thing that you have, your phone. You can start off with your phone. Don't worry about it being perfect, because even if up to now, the content that I do now, it's not even perfect compared to others who've done other better videos, better editing. They've done better. But I don't care. Like, this is my progress. It's not their progress. I'm happy with my progress as long as you're happy with the progress that you're making. Important thing is you start and you keep improving from there. That's why when people ask me, can I bring you as my guest on their show? Like me as a guest on their show. And I say, I don't want to be your first guest. Here's what I want to do. Bring me in as your 50th guest because I want you to have muscle memory when you do this on your 50th guest. I would love to be your 50th guest. And it's a challenge for them. With the 100 people that invited me to be a guest on their platform, only probably, I think, 3 have gone to 50. Because I know some people are so excited to start things. The problem is they don't know how to sustain it or to finish it. How many pilots have we done with other people? So much. We've done so many pilots with other people that do they come back here in the studio? No. It's because they're so worried about the views, the likes, and how many people are watching. They want instant results. You know, I don't want the instant results. I just want to be consistent in bringing in value. If I get 1 viewer, 1 comment, that's fine. I'm not going to be happy if it's just still 1 viewer and 1 comment after 3 months, 6 months. But you have to be patient. Great things need patience. Great things take time. Like the saying that Rome wasn't built in a day is absolutely true. If you build Rome in a day, it's going to falter right away. It's going to get destroyed. A lot of people, they don't sustain what they do after a year because they get burnt out because it's something that they don't do. There's a lot of creators that, okay, instantly, boom, 1 million subscribers in a year. Wow, excellent. And now they're nowhere to be seen. There's YouTubers that have 5 million followers and then they're just putting out shitty content now because it's not who they are. And they're tired of pleasing a lot of people instead of being pleased with their content. You know, before it would be hard for me to watch my own content. And I still don't really watch my own content. Up to this day, I don't watch my content. But if like my wife or my family watches my content, I'll be watching it with them. I don't find it cringy anymore if I watch myself. I used to, I can't watch this. So if I couldn't do that to myself, I can't critic myself. Don't be too hard on yourself. You know, focus on the strengths that you have and work with that. I have a lot of weaknesses in terms of how I talk and such. You know, I'm not really a public speaker, but here I am almost with 500 videos made on this channel and I've done it across all my platforms. What I'll tell you is just start with what you're good at and what you think. The question really is for you, if you're just starting, is that in another room, you're going to go in another room and there's going to be 500 people patiently waiting for you to talk about something that you can talk for the next 45 minutes. Ask yourself this question. What would that be? Let me know in the comment section what that type of content would be for you. If there's something that you need to talk, imagine this, you're going to be in a TED talk and it's just you that's going to talk for 45 minutes. What would that be? I'm sure there's always going to be one thing that you're going to be talking about. Like you, for example, you can talk about photography perhaps, or for you, something about that you're really interested in. However boring it may be. Like I have a friend that talks about G.I. Joe and Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles and he's done over 1,000 videos already about those only. Don't find content that people will like. Find content that you like because there is always going to be an audience for you that will like whatever you're sharing. As long as you are consistent. That's why I hate inconsistency because you can count consistency but you can't count quality content. You can't say like, oh, that's quality. This is quality. This is quality. No, that one's not. It's not quantifiable. But if you say, I put up 500 videos, regardless if it's quality or not, you be the judge. But you know, it's progress for me. That's more important rather than saying, oh, I put up 3 great videos in the past 3 years. That's not going to be growth for you. Because if you're too perfect, you're watching how perfect your thing's going to be or like the virality of your video, the chances of that happening, you're not going anywhere. So with that, I just ranted instead. But anyway, it's just a tip for those who wants to start their own channel because I get that question a lot. And I think this is going to be my reference for them. Any platform, like choose one platform first and then focus on that and keep going from that as well. And eventually you'll get there. Don't focus on the number of viewers or followers that you have. If you have one follower that engages with you all the time, respond to them. Reply to them. It means a lot because they're engaging with you. It's having a conversation with them. It means a lot that you're conversing with them. Be happy that someone is replying. It's making a comment for you. A lot of people disregard that. When I see a YouTube channel or any social media platform, they have like 10 comments and they don't respond to them. Like, that's a big no-no. I try my best to respond to all of them. If I missed out on them, I do sincerely apologize for that. But with that, thank you so much for this recognition. Well, we'll work on the next one. And hopefully one of our videos goes viral eventually. But until then, I'm not worried if it goes viral or not. I'm happy with whatever views we're getting or whoever engages with us. Thank you so much to everyone that subscribed and especially to those who engaged, like those that like, comment, and share, argue with me on social media. I love y'all. Appreciate everything that you do. Your interactions mean a lot to me. Like the emoji, like this emoji or that emoji, whatever emoji that you put in, I appreciate those. With that, thank you so much. God bless. Peace out.